This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going over to the corner of 3rd and Mill here in Eugene to look at, I think, probably one of the least known galleries in Eugene. It's almost a year old.
It shouldn't be least known. It should be best known.
It shouldn't be, but the name is The Gallery at the Watershed. It's at 321 Mill Street in Eugene. And they are currently having a show called Connection. It's 18, well, there's 17 printmakers and one drawings. They're artists from Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and I think one from New York snuck in there.
That's right, Weldon.
Right. And this is like, if you want to know anything about prints, either subject matter-wise or technique-wise, this is the show to go to.
It's a great place to buy art, too. I just want to say that. My very favorite piece, if I can just start with that, was a piece by Robert Kanega. It's a gold piece, and it's a nude on a floating chair. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is this, it's like a Russian icon all done in gold. Right. Very beautiful.
Right. Robert is actually one of the curators. This was curated by Susie Loudermilk and Robert Kanega. And they are both printmakers. They both have things in the show. The one that really caught my eye was a monotype or monoprint by Craig Spielman. And Craig gets these incredible black, saturated imagery. These are a couple of landscapes. And a monoprint is a one-off. You do the painting basically on a plate, run it through the press, and you get one shot, thus the name Mono.
There was some humor, but you had to look for it. Susan Loudermilk has a very humorous piece called Haiku, actually more than one called Haiku, with clothespins on a line corresponding to the syllable count of a haiku, which is 5 on one line, 7 on the next line, and 5 on the next. And I ask her why clothespins, as if there were some, you know, deep mystery. She says, oh, I just love to draw the shapes.
Well, I've seen that one before, and I never, until this moment, realized what it was about.
The penny dropped.
Right,
well,
right.
I teach poetry.
The
so
translation.
I was counting, counting clothespins.
Perry Joseph did one that I particularly liked. It was this very intricate design. It's called a Higgs boson, and it was a woodcut. Like I say, there's everything in this show.
Well, it's interesting that Higgs boson, because the basic shape was a double triangle seal of Solomon. I needed a primer next to me to say, well, Higgs boson, seal of Solomon, are those lion heads in there? It's very complex.
You'd have to ask Perry. There are lithos and etchings, solar plate. That is the technique that Robert Kanega uses, takes a photograph, burns that into a polymer plate. It's called a solar process kind of thing. There's wood engravings, lino cuts, hand-colored mm-hmm. dry points, copper plate etchings. Well, it goes on and on. This was great fun.
You would think that this would be a mature group, but there was a very young person, Melanie Reese, who had a very large, big woodblock print called Trouble. It was a lot of white space. Mm-hmm. It was a mother and a child. But it looked strangely like Don Quixote, Picasso's. Mm-hmm. It was just gorgeous, very minimalist and clear.
Yes. Another really tight technique was by John Saline, copper plate engravings. And the line work and the whole image was just an incredibly detailed piece. Again, we are talking about the gallery at the Watershed. The current show is called Connections. It's at the corner of 3rd and Mill. It runs through March 29.
Don't miss the Germaine Bennett. Very colorful tropical wood blocks that remind me of Gauguin. It's a wonderful show. I just really enjoyed it. I was there on opening night. So there was 100 people there.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.